From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgian authorities search for one of the three men believed responsible for Tuesday's terrorist attacks in Brussels. Two of the men blew themselves up in the attack. One is still at large. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today one of the suicide bombers had been detained by Turkey and deported to Europe, where he was released about 8 months ago. Mr. Erdogan said his government warned authorities in Belgium. The authorities in Brussels are confirming that 29-year-old Ibrahim El Bakrawi detonated explosives and was killed Tuesday at the capital city's main airport. His brother, 27-year-old Khalid, blew himself up aboard a metro train in Brussels at about the same time. Belgians marked a minute of silence Wednesday for the victims. Lisa Bryant reports on reaction to the bombings.
The square outside the Brussels Stock Exchange was packed at midday as Belgians gathered to mourn the victims of Tuesday's bombings that ripped through the city's airport and a subway car. A red and white banner posted on a marble pillar of the Stock Exchange read, "United Against Hatred." A group of youngsters spray-painted, "Love is Stronger," on a door nearby. Many here are in shock. Some count loved ones among the victims. Others are searching desperately for their whereabouts. Lisa Bryant, Brussels.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow to discuss the situations in Ukraine and Syria with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at the Kremlin. They are also likely to discuss the attacks in Brussels. A South African man has found what may be a piece of the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Niels Kruger says he was walking along a beach near the town of Mossel Bay when he saw an unusual object in his path. This is VOA News.